May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to do something a little different today, to sort of just tell a story. I don't know why I'm supposed to, but I'm supposed to. Because we're living in an environment of smoldering revival here in Selma, of growing revival, and yet there are going to be breakthrough stages, just like in your own personal life. There's times when you grow and you come to a place and there's a breakthrough and you go to another place. I think one of the things that God's doing in our day is redefining what revival looks like and acts like. We talked about that Monday. If you weren't here Monday, I just encourage you to go back and listen to it. We have it on As It Roars. Karen posts all of them. I think it's a significant word. Now, while we're doing this on Wednesdays, when we could do it on Sunday mornings or in a larger environment, I don't know that either. It's just that these are things that God's speaking to me a lot. Because I think it has a word about, there's a number of significant things. One of the great revivals that I mentioned, if you have heard before, was the Welsh Revival. Even though after a generation they could find no sign that there had ever been a revival in Wales, I think that's one of the things God's trying to teach us is how to steward something so it continues. We don't want the peaks. We want God not to just visit. Thank God for visits. We want him to stay this time. That's what Israel prayed about Jehovah. The person that God used the most in the Welsh Revival, and the Welsh Revival, though in every revival that we've ever experienced, there's been a lot of manifestations like shakings, the Quakers, because they actually quaked, and there were the Shakers because they actually shook under Whitfield's and Wesley's revivals and Finney's revival, those kind of things. But really the Welsh Revival was the first revival where there was a real manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, where people were prophesying, they were having visions, they were speaking in tongues. That's all kind of new. And actually, Azusa Street, the leaders of Azusa Street, and the thing that happened in Topeka, Kansas, they were in contact with the people in Wales, asking for their prayers that revival would come there because the Welsh Revival was famous, even though the real peak of it only lasted 2 years. But somewhere, conservative numbers, 150,000 people conservatively got saved in less than 2 year period in Wales, which is not a very large nation. But the person God used the most was a 26-year-old man who was not a trained preacher. He had just entered into school to become one, and God began to move, and his name was Evan Roberts. There's a lot of story about him which we'll tell down the road as God just teaches us some things. But it really started almost a year earlier with, instead of Evan Roberts, when in a service in a little small town in Wales, there was a man who God had really gotten hold of his heart. And he was experiencing personal revival. And he was preaching in his church. And a little girl, about 13 or 14 years old, simply stood up and said, "I love Jesus Christ with all my heart." And the result of that one statement, people in that building just fell out before the Lord in repentance and crying out to God. And it spread to that whole little town. And that gave birth to the Welsh Revival. A lot of people don't know that story. Just think, one 13 or 14-year-old girl in a regular church service just stands up and says, "I love Jesus Christ with all my heart." And that was the fire that birthed the Welsh Revival that changed the world. Also, there was a young girl. What the Welsh Revival was characterized was more by singing and worship. They would have meetings that would last all day, usually 3 to 4 meetings, and the last one would end like 5 o'clock in the morning. And people would just empty the streets, all the things that the bars closed, all these things closed, and it was led mainly by young people. And as the young people would just walk the streets and sing spontaneous songs that the Holy Spirit had given them, people would just empty out of their places of business. And the coal mines was one of the roughest places in all the world. They were singing spontaneous hymns all throughout the canyons of the coal mines during the Welsh Revival. And people like Evan Roberts, usually what they would do is read a scripture, pray, and then things would just happen. People would start to prophesy and speak and give visions, but mainly they sang songs for hours without music. But there was one song that was a hymn that had been written not too many years earlier. It was a Welsh hymn, and it became known as the Love Song of the Welsh Revival. And there was a group of young girls who would travel around, Evan Roberts and others, and they would lead songs and sing solos. When they would, a whole town would come under conviction. and buildings. There was so much repentance in what God was doing that the police had nothing to do in many cities and towns except escort the people around the town as they were singing hymns and in the different places where the services were happening, because there were no crime. And the newspapers, the only thing they could talk about was revival, what God was doing. This girl was 18 years old. She was the chief one. Her name was Annie Davis. She got baptized with the Holy Spirit during the revival, and she would travel all over Wales, and she would sing this one song. And Bethel and some others have made this song pretty famous, but it was the one that Luke was playing as we walked in. Here is love vast as the ocean. But I want you to hear this version. It was done in 1995 at a meeting celebrating the Welsh revival. And so, in part of it sung in Welsh. When I heard that this morning, I just cried and cried. There was something powerful, because this is what her song would have sounded like. So I got Luke to play that. It's just 4 minutes. The first half is Welsh, the other is English. And what characterizes Welsh revival, that's characterized every revival initially, is repentance. There were some things they didn't learn, so it's be stained. But in Selma, we're going to have to break through into that stage. Yeah. And supposedly, this voice is a lot like Annie Davis's voice. Okay, Luke. It's interesting to me that in these days where people are crying out for revival, particularly in America, that's become one of the most popular worship songs in the world. The first one we were playing earlier was Bethel, and they sing it there often. But what blesses me is that two things. One, I wish Roxanne was here. Is to hear that it was a 13 or 14-year-old girl that birthed one of the greatest revivals in history by just standing up in church and saying, I love Jesus Christ with all my heart. But an 18-year-old girl with a voice like that who traveled all over Wales, and every time she would sing that song a cappella without any music, people would just fall out under the power of spirit. The people who would be walking by the buildings in the streets were all out in the streets like cordwood, just because an 18-year-old girl was singing a song about, here is love vast as the ocean. But this wasn't the tune. The tune they sung in, if you've ever heard this song, it's one of my favorite songs in all the world. It's called The Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. And the tune's very haunting. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Ah, da, And I just imagine this 18-year-old girl singing that haunting tune with a beautiful voice. So I just wanted to do this for you, because this is the way it was sung in Wales. Here is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood, who his love will not remember, who can cease to sing his praise, he can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal days. And I just imagine sitting in an environment hearing that. Let me just say this to you, brothers and sisters, it's where we're at. We're going to start hearing haunting, spirit-filled, simple tunes. That's why I'm so pumped about what God's doing in our youth. That's why I'm so excited about what God's doing in the youth around. They're the ones that God's going to use to take us to the next place. Just that innocent, extravagant, transparent thing. You know, and all morning I've just heard that haunting tune in the voice of a child and people coming under the power of the Holy Spirit, because we're in revival. So God's doing this thing, and he's doing it a little different. The Welsh revival is different than any revival up to that time. This is different. But we're about to break through the next stage of revival, which is mass repentance. Not morbid introspection, self-hatred, but it was all in light of the love of God. The whole song's about, here is love vast as the ocean. And when we say the kingdom of heaven's here, we're saying revival's here. But there was always a word that came first. You remember what that word was? Repent. But the kingdom of heaven is here. And it was a very simple formula, and I have to use that word, in the Welsh revival. And what Welsh revival was this, was confess your sins. Things that you've never owned in your past even, that you never were willing to call it sin. Secondly, if there's anything in your heart, your life, that you have doubt about, that you're kind of confess it as sin. And then be absolutely and totally obedient to everything the Holy Spirit tells you to do. And confess Jesus publicly. That was a simple deal. And that was the only message that was ever preached in the Welsh revival. And in songs like that were sung. And whole villages and towns and cities gave their lives to Jesus. It impacted movements of God all over the world. Well, one of the things God's teaching us in our day is how to keep that sustained. And that's this whole thing about being in Christ and how to walk that out daily. But we're at that place. I can't tell you how strong I sense it. I'm telling you something that's just me saying it. It's a prophetic word in my heart. There's this holy, glorious foreboding. You know what I'm saying? That? A glorious, a happy foreboding that we're about to come to another place. So strap it on into a place of glorious, joyful repentance and holiness that's sustained by the life of Christ in us. But I just really felt compelled to tell you that story. Because if you've got some young people, you got some children who are really beginning to move in the Spirit, I believe that's it's going to be a major thing. It's going to be hard for adults to do anything other than fall on their faces and say the innocence of kids. decreeing. And again, it was teenagers and young people, college kids, who mainly would lead the singing throughout the streets of all these little towns. And people would come out and just fall to the ground in repentance, surrender. They would get baptized in the Holy Spirit and then join the crowd as they processed throughout the city, just singing hymns, particularly led by that one. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.